Hello guys, it's been a while. It has been a while, and I just want to be here talking to you guys. Like, it's been a long journey. I got a house now with a pool, and I live in Nebraska, so I don't really understand the point, because winter's coming soon. Or, like, fall, and it's gonna be cold, it's not gonna be that hot. I mean, you get the point, so. But I wanted to do just like make a quick podcast and talk to you guys. Right now here in where I live right now in Nebraska, on my town, it's 4:01. So yeah. I just wanted to be opening. I want to talk about news. I want to be talking about the NFL, about Antonio Brown. Okay, so I'm gonna read you guys this article. Antonio Brown reacts to surprising release from Patriots, is apparently giving away his only TD ball from New England Patriots. And this is a 2-minute read, so yeah. Just 11 days after signing with the New England Patriots, Antonio Brown has already been released by the team. The Patriots decided to cut their receiver on Friday, less than 24 hours after Brown was accused of sending It's a meeting text messages to a woman who had accused him of sexual misconduct in a Sports Illustrated story that was published earlier this week. Although Brown had an ugly breakup with both the Steelers and the Raiders earlier this year, the same can be said for his final day with the Patriots. Instead of ripping the team like he did with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Oakland, Brown took to social media and thanked the Patriots, even though he was with the team for less than 2 weeks. The Pick Six podcast fired up an emergency episode to react to the news and what it means for Brown and the Patriots moving forward. List below and make sure to subscribe. And here's the podcasting, but I don't really want to listen to it. So, the receiver sent out multiple tweets and posted multiple photos to Instagram in an hour after he officially released, with most of them directed at the Patriots. The first reaction from Brown came just minutes before the team actually announced his release, and he thanked the Patriots for signing him. Here is his tweet: "Thank you for the opportunity at Patriots. Hashtag go win it." And it has 65,800 likes. And it was posted at 3:09 p.m. September 20th, 2019. After thanking the Patriots, Brown seemed to take a subtle shot at people who were trying to destroy him. And he posted this: "Sometimes people try to destroy you preciously because they recognize your power." Although it's not clear who exactly Brown was referring to in that tweet, it definitely wasn't the Patriots, because he then sent out another tweet thanking the Patriots. This time he included photos of both Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And there's another tweet that posted September 20th, 2019 at 3:14 p.m. "Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it, Patriots." After that, Brown tweeted out a picture that came from the Patriots' 43-0 win over the Dolphins on Sunday. In the photo, Brown is scoring the first and only touchdown he ended up scoring in New England Patriots. He posted, "If I'm lying, then I'm flying." Posted September 20th, 2019 at 3:20 p.m. Brown clearly isn't too attached to the football in that photo, because it appears that he's decided that he's going to give the ball away. The receiver posted a photo on the ball on Instagram with the following caption: "One lucky fan can win this," comment below. And it says ball. After posting a picture of his football, Brown sent out two more tweets: "Thank you. The marathon continues." After sending all of those tweets, the reality became cut. Finally hit Brown. Just got fired on Friday. Posted on 5:03 p.m. September 20th, 2019. Brown's agent, Drew Rosenius, has indicated that the receiver still plans on playing in the NFL. And those final two tweets seem to be proof that Brown definitely still wants to play. Before that can happen, though, the 31-year-old was likely to wait for the NFL to complete its investigation into the multiple sexual assaults accusations that he's currently facing. So, that was surprising about Antonio Brown. And, yeah. I'm trying to find, did you guys see the, thing that happened yesterday? So, yesterday was the raiding of the Area 51 thing, and, I think it's over. I think it's going on till tomorrow. So, yeah. Make sure to like my Snapchat, my Instagram, all my social media will be down there, even my Gmail, probably. So, see you in the next one. Bye.